所唱的那一首诗歌
The hymn that we just sang、
我在年轻的时候有弟兄们介绍我们唱
When I was young elderly brother introduced me this hymn
如果我记得不错这首诗歌呢是何寿恩姊妹写的
If my memory is correct this hymn was written by Sister Barber
何寿恩姊妹呢他帮助了好些当时在中国南方的一些年轻基督徒。
Sister Barber served the young Christians in southern China.
其中有一位、就是许多弟兄姊妹都听过的尼托森弟兄。
And one of these young Christians was Brother Ni.
尼弟兄曾经跟别人讲、何寿恩姊妹像他属灵的母亲一样。
And Brother Ni once told people that Sister Barber was like his spiritual mother.
他一生呢、把他自己最好的年日在主里面所有的学习都摆在中国。
She placed the best years of her life among the young Christians in China.
我今年、四月底五月初有机会 去大陆的福州。
This year, the end of April, I was able to go to Fuzhou in China.
但是我只是路过那里。
I was just passing by.
有开车的弟兄告诉我说，你看到那边一个小海湾吗？
And the driver who was driving by says, do you see that little harbor over there?
我在车上远远望去，就是一个小小，边上就是很高的山。
I saw it at a distance.
我问他那是什么地方？
And I said, well, where's that?
他说那个地方叫做白崖潭。
And he said that place is called 白崖堂。
那就是何寿恩姊妹后半生服侍住的地方。
That was the place that Sister Barbara lived and served in the latter part of her years.
是一个交通非常不方便的地方。
It was a place with a lot of inconvenience in transportation.
但是因着我们的姊妹，她是一个有标杆的人。
But yet because our sister was a person who had a goal.
她是一个向着标杆直跑的人。
She was the person that presses on toward the goal.
他在那里短短的几十年，把那个上空所有邪恶拦阻人遇见真神的势力打败了。
In just a few several decades, she was able to overcome the evil principalities of the darkness of the air.
他写的这首诗歌给我们很大的鼓舞和帮助。
The hymn that she wrote really gave Christians a lot of encouragement and help.
看她的心智，她眼睛就看着标杆。
We know that her ambition, her eyes are only toward the goal.
她的标杆不是别的，就是主耶稣自己。
Her goal was none other but Jesus Christ himself.
所以她主耶稣的眼睛呢，像火焰一样，那样透亮的、明亮的照着她。
She described that the eyes of the Lord is like the flaming of fire, a flaming of fire for her.
所以她说呢，我不管别人对我喜欢我或者讨厌我，那不重要。
It doesn't matter if people like me or not like me. If that's not important.
她说重要的，我是要讨主的喜悦。
But more importantly, I need to please my Lord.
她的那首诗虽然短短四节，有很深的经历。
Although this hymn only has four stanzas, but the experiences are very deep.
向着标杆直跑，会碰见很多人的议论，很多人的指点，甚至很多人的误会和攻击。
Pressing on toward the goal will arouse a lot of criticisms and conflicts and even struggles.
他说，我要塞耳哑口闭眼。
She says I need to be blind, deaf and or dumb.
我还记得我年轻的时候带我们唱诗的那位弟兄就做给我们看。
I remember.
塞耳，别人讲的批评的话你不要听。
And the brother who led us in singing, this demonstrated to us that we need to plug our ears, meaning the criticism that we hear, we need to plug up our ears and not listen.
别人称赞你捧你的话更不能听。
When people are praising you, and you also should not be listening.
如果我们不会在这个点上学习，我们就不会跑。
If you fail to learn this, you don't know how to run.
他说要闭眼，眼睛不要东看西看。
You need to close your eyes and don't look around.
我们知道使徒保罗遇见了基督，他向世界的眼睛就瞎了。
When the apostle Paul met the Lord, his eyes toward the world were blinded.
我们如果眼睛天天看世界，我们就被世界牵着走。
If our eyes are always looking at the world, then we'll be dragged by the world.
我们的眼睛若是天天看自己，我们就被自己牵着走。
If our eyes are toward ourselves, then we'll be dragged by ourselves.
他眼睛单单的注视主。
His eyes were solely on the Lord.
所以当他遇见主以后，他有三天三夜不吃不喝在那里祷告。
And after he met the Lord for 3 days and nights, he did not eat or drink, but only prayed.
这是一个得启示的人正常的反应。
This is a normal reaction to one who has seen the revelation.
弟兄姊妹，这几天巴不得主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes these several days.
如果你还不信主，还没有接受主，愿主在这里遇见你。
If you have not believed in the Lord or met the Lord, may the Lord meet you in these days.
若是我们已经得救了。我们跟随主，我们求主说，主怜悯我，开我的眼睛。
If you are already saved, we need to pray and say, Lord, have mercy on me, open up my eyes.
带我们进入里面深处与你那爱的交通。
Lead me into the depth of my spirit so that I can have the fellowship of love.
三天三夜，那个扫罗后来成为保罗的。
This Saul, who later was called Paul in these 3 days and nights,
他已经有很多懊悔，有很多认罪。
He probably had a lot of regrets as well as confession
of his sin. 因为他以往误会了这拿撒勒人耶稣。
Because in the past he misunderstood this Jesus of Nazareth.
他逼迫他。
He persecuted him.
并且他污蔑他。
And also misunderstood him.
所以他有很多的认罪。
He must have a lot of confessing to do.
但是另外一面。
But on the other hand,
他也深处被吸引，他说：“主啊，我要更多认识。”
He was deeply drawn to say, "Lord, I want to know you more."
我们昨天早晨讲到，保罗是一个向着标杆直跑的人。
Yesterday we said that Paul was a person who was pressing on toward the mark.
我们讲到标杆给人带来目标。
We said that the mark brings a goal to people.
不仅对我们个人，更是对着神的教会。
Not only individually, but also for the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常很关心我们个人的经历和长进。
Many times we pay attention to our individual experiences and growth.
巴不得主救我们，脱离我们的自己。
Hoping that the Lord can save us from ourselves.
我们让我们看见神的目的不是在你我这个个人身上而已。
And we see that God's purpose is not only just on you and me alone.
神的目的是摆在他的心腹他的教会身上。
But that his will is placed on his bride, the church.
所以今天我们奉主的名聚会，教会更是神心中所要引导的。
So as we gather together in his name, this is the group of people that God wants to lead.
所以这个目标标杆呢，也是赐给教会的。
So this goal or the mark is given to the church.
我们讲到这个标杆，不仅讲到目标。也是一路上面的提醒和引导。
We already said that this goal or mark is not just only our destination, but all along the way, it is our reminder.
如果我们在路上看不见标杆了，我们可能就跑离开了主。
And on this way, if you cannot see these guideposts, maybe you fail to see our Lord.
我们也讲到，我们看见标杆里面就有力量。
And we also said that when you see this mark, you will have the strength inside.
我们何等需要求神开我们心中的眼睛。
We need to pray and ask the Lord to open up the eyes of our heart.
让我们不仅在悟性知识里面知道基督而已。
So that we not only understand in our mind and in our knowledge.
让我们从启示里面来认识爱我们的主耶稣。
But through revelation, we need to know the Lord that we love.
我们能够看见基督。
So we can see Christ.
所以昨天早晨我们主要是和弟兄姊妹讲到，我们从启示来认识基督。
So yesterday morning, we shared about how we can come to know Christ through revelation.
并且以基督做我们的标杆。
And allowing Christ to be our mark.
好，我想在今天早上开始之前，我有一些简单的感觉。
And before I start, I have a few sharings.
好，我们早上这一堂呢，一共有80分钟。
We have 80 minutes for the morning message.
我已经用掉了7分钟了。
I already spent 7 minutes.
我昨天就应该讲，这一次因为我要把我从腓立比书所领受的
I like to finish up the book of Philippians from what I have received from the Lord.
所以呢，我不是来介绍腓立比书。
I am not here to introduce the book of Philippians.
我把弟兄姊妹当作在主里多年老练的弟兄姊妹。
And I see you all as Christians who have received the Lord for many years.
所以里面很多的事实，很多其他的真理呢，我当作弟兄姊妹都已经非常清楚了。
I assume that you are very clear about the factual parts of the book.
所以这几堂的交通啊，可能对一些初信的或年轻的弟兄姊妹是比较不容易。
So my share may be a little difficult for those of you who are young believers.
昨天早晨呢，我超时30分钟。
I went over time 30 minutes yesterday.
我的时间是到10:40。
My time should be up by 10:40.
但是在美国呢，有一个。 有一个 grace 哈，就是 plus minus 10 都可以的。<笑>
I can go over plus or minus 10, I believe.
像我们在 Oregon 开车哈，时速限制是60迈，如果你不开到70，警察都不会找你的。
60 miles per hour for Oregon. If you go about 70, you're still okay without a ticket.
但是我昨天呢超时了，就是 grace period 10 minutes 我还是超过20分钟。
I went over the grace period for 20 minutes.
如果我今天早上还是超过时间，你太累的话，你可以出去走一走。
And if I go over time today, you're tired, it's okay to go out and take a walk.
请弟兄姊妹们啊，我们来到主面前是要得着恩典，不是要叫我们带着一肚子气回家的。
Maybe be gracious when we come here and not be upset.
特别是对伯弟兄的气，这个不值得。
Especially the upset to Brother Bor is not worth it.
所以弟兄姊妹们可以大家，我们可以安息的在主面前，好不好？今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹讲，怎样来跑，向着标杆跑。
So this morning we want to share about how are we to run on this course.
请我们一同读几处的经文。Let's
go into the passage.
首先读腓立比书第3章第14节。
Philippians
3:14. 向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里。 从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
第17节。
Verse 17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us.
我们再读腓立比书第1章第19节。
Philippians 1:19-21.
因为我知道这事借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。 因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。Verse
19, for I know that this shall turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I shall not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ shall even now, as always be, exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
腓立比书第2章第5节到第8节。
Philippians 2:5-8.
这几节的经文呢，在圣经里面非常特别。
These several verses are very special ones in the scripture.
非常宝贵。
And precious.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你把它 highlight 起来。
I wish you can highlight these verses on your own.
常常去默想它。
Just think about them often.
Meditate upon it. 好，我们再读腓立比书2:5-8，我们同声来读。
Let's read this together.
好不好？你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。 既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服。
even death on the cross.
好，我们再读腓立比书第三章第十节到十二节。
Philippians 3:10-12。
我们一起来。
That I may know him,
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。我们再回过头来读第三章第七节到第九节。
And let's go back, read chapter 3, verse 7 to 9.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Same chapter, 13-15.
我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里面从上面招我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。好，我们为着清楚的缘故，我们再看一两节。
For clarity's sake, let's go to one or two more verses.
我们再读三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
因为真受割礼的，乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜。在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。好，我们读经就读这么多。
So much for scripture reading.
我们讲到今天神的儿女们，个人和教会都需要以基督为标杆。
We already said that personally as well as in the church as a whole, we need to have Christ to be our mark.
这不仅仅是我们接受一点的教导。我们在悟性上知道就够了。
It's not enough just to receive the teaching in our minds.
我们需要有一个爱慕的心，求神把他的儿子启示在我们心里面。
We need to have a longing heart asking God to reveal His Son into our hearts.
保罗用他自己的经验告诉我们说，神是乐意将他的爱子启示给我们。
We use the example of Paul telling us that God is delightful to reveal His Son to us.
因为在神的众儿女们中间呢，可能最不配得启示的大概就是保罗。
I think among all of God's children, the person who is most unworthy to receive revelation is Paul.
因为他是一个最反对耶稣基督的人。
Because he was a person who most opposed about Christ.
要是我们人的眼光看，这样的人神应该把他弃绝的。
According to our eyes, we may feel that that person really should be forsaken by God.
但是这样一个难办的人，神都乐意把他的儿子启示给他。
But such a difficult person like Saul, God was willing to reveal Himself to him.
这告诉我们说，我们每一个信主的儿女，神更乐意把他的儿子启示给我们。
So even more so, all of God's children, God is even more willing to reveal Himself to us.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们每次来求主开我们眼睛的时候，我们要带着一个。欢喜感谢的心。
So whenever we come to ask Him to open our eyes, our hearts should be very happy and thankful.
因为这是神心中所乐意做的事情。
Because this is something that God is very willing to do.
我们要求神在启示的里面让我们认识他的儿子。
In His revelation, we ask God to let us see His Son.
我们知道，我们也讲到认识他的儿子包含了三方面的事情。
We already said that knowing his son includes three things.
这在以弗所书第一章十八节到二十三节。
In Ephesians 1:18-23.
第十七节讲到使我们真认识他。
Verse 17 says you will truly know him.
这个他可以说是父神自己。
We can say him points of Father.
但是如果是我们不认识基督的话，人就不可能认识神。
But without knowing Christ, it's impossible to know God the Father.
所以保罗告诉我们说，要让我们心中的眼睛被照亮了。
So Paul says, when the eyes of our hearts is enlightened,
好叫我们能够看见他给我们的呼召里面有何等样的盼望。
That we know what is the hope of his calling.
所以在认识基督的里面，第一件事情是让我们看见神的呼召。
So in order to know Christ, we can first see his calling.
这个呼召的目的就是要得着基督。
The purpose of this calling is to gain Christ.
要在基督里面我们与神联合。
In Christ, we are one with God.
这是一个极荣耀的盼望。
And this is a glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，你我一信主，我们就有一个荣耀的前途。
As soon as you and I believe in the Lord, we have a glorious destiny.
啊，这跟今天在地上父母亲要孩子拼破拼命的挤进好学校不一样的。
It's very different from the parents wanting the children to go to a good school.
你看，今天很多好学校毕业的学生一样失业了。
We know people who graduate from a good school may also be unemployed.
但是你一信主了以后啊，你在永世里面永远不会失业的。
But as long as you are a believer, in eternity you will never be unemployed.
我们要与基督一同做王，并且做神的仆人。
We will reign together with Christ.
来管理神一切的产业。
And to serve God for all of His inheritance.
这只能圣灵开我们的眼睛看到一下。
Only the Holy Spirit can open our eyes to see this.
你看见了，你晚上睡觉都会笑醒。
When you see this, you can even smile in your dreams.
弟兄姊妹，我有过经历。
I've experienced this myself.
哎呀，我就觉得我何等的蒙恩啊！像我这样的人会得救。
I feel I'm so blessed that even me, I can be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵开启。
This is when the Holy Spirit opened up our eyes.
第二件事情
Secondly,
他说要看见父神呢，在基督里面，在他儿女中间得着的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And see the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
神把他的儿子当作产业赐给我们，这是我们很容易领会的，对不对？
It's easy for us to understand that God has given his son to us as our inheritance.
因为基督好得无比，他给我们，那是我们的祝福。
Because Christ is wonderful and He is our blessing.
但是神要得着你我这样的人变成他的产业，那他麻烦了。
And to gain you and I to be His inheritance, wow, that is something else.
你看看我们今天呢，多麻烦了。
We're so troublesome to.
有时候我们呢，爱主的时候，我们聚会还正常，对不对
？When we love the Lord, we can go to the meeting.
我们一冷淡下来了，多聚个会，心里的怨言就多得不得了。神把这样的人救回来，说这是我荣耀的产业，我常常觉得很稀奇啊。
I just marvel that God calls us to be His glorious inheritance because sometimes when we are cold, we find it very troublesome even to go to one more meeting.
但是主的话说，将来我们是他荣耀的产业。
But His word says,
丰盛的荣耀。
But His word says, we are to be the richest of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
弟兄姊妹，主的话这么说，就告诉你我说，我们将来真成为他丰盛的荣耀。
Because the word says so, so we will become His glorious inheritance.
那是因为基督的缘故。
It's all because of Christ.
因为你我里面不再是我们自己。
Because you and I no longer belong to ourselves.
将来显出来你我的个格还在，但是表现的却完全是基督。
Although you and I, our individuality is still the same, but what we can express out is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个我想不到，我也想不透。
It overwhelms me.
只有主开我们的眼睛。
Only when He opens up our eyes.
你看见了。弟兄姊妹，我们真会稀奇啊。
So we marvel.
第三个，他说，在肉身生活的里面，我们可以经历他那浩大的能力。
And in our flesh, we can experience the surpassing greatness of His power.
那个能力是父神让他的儿子从死里复活的能力。
And this is the power that raises Christ from the dead.
不仅胜过了死
，Not only overcoming death，
并且使他远超一切的能力。
This is the power that surpasses all things.
你知道我们主耶稣啊，从死里复活是一件不简单的事情。
It's an amazing thing that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
但是他复活升天也不简单了。
And to have him be ascending to heaven also was not easy.
因为他要通过仇敌的总部啊。
because he had to go through the headquarters of the enemy.
因为仇敌是空中执政掌权, 他所有的坚固的营垒都设在空中啊,
because of the principalities of the air is in the air, so Jesus had to go through them all.
所以主升天的时候是一路征战得胜, 掳掠仇敌才上去的。
So our Lord Jesus ascended up to heaven and had his spiritual conflict all the way up.
弟兄姊妹, 那个能力今天在你, 在我的里面。
And that power is in you and I today.
我们要会用它。
We need to know how to use it.
How to claim it.
And how to claim it.
这个叫做会用。
This is knowing how to claim.
那需要信心。
We need to use it by faith.
使徒保罗和希拉, 他们懂得会用这个能力。
Paul and Silas knew how to claim this power.
他们在自己最委屈, 肉身最痛苦, 最疲倦的时候, 他们能够祷告, 唱诗, 赞美神。
In the weakest and most tiring hour, they can pray and praise, thanking God.
他们的软弱就出去了。
Their weaknesses were dispelled.
仇敌的权势就溃败了。
And the dominion of the enemy was overthrown.
弟兄姊妹, 这个需要启示。
That takes revelation.
需要经历。
And experience.
你我经历过没有呢?
Have you and I experienced it?
我靠着主的怜悯, 我可以说我尝过一点点。
By His mercy, I can say I have tasted a little bit.
尝到了你就知道, 我们所得的恩典何等的大。
Once you've tasted it, you've realized what a wonderful grace we have.
不仅如此,
not only this,
今天我们与元首是连结的。
We are one with the head.
他说, 教会就是他的身体。
He says, the church is his body.
我们的头已经为着教会做了万有的元首, 那么身体是在做什么呢? 做万有的奴隶吗?
The head is one over all, and what is the body? Is this to be the servant of all?
有没有一个人呢? 头, 啊, 享受荣耀, 身体水深火热呢?
Can a person who is glorious in the head and not in the body?
所以保罗在那里给我们看见, 这个叫做认识他。
So here Paul allows us to see that this is to know him.
我们从这个眼光来看弟兄姊妹, 看世界就完全不一样。
Because of this perspective, your view on brothers and sisters and the world
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要到主的面前来, 说, 神啊, 父亲啊, 求你开我心中的眼睛。
Because of this, we need to come before God and say, Father, open up our eyes.
使我照着你心中所要的, 让我认识基督。
So that I can come to know Christ because of what you have in your heart.
因着有这样的启示,
because of this revelation of Paul,
他就是一个竭力向着标杆直跑的人。
He was a person who pressed on toward the mark.
一个以基督为标杆的人,
a person who uses Christ as his mark,
才是一个奔跑天路的人。
It's a person who's running on this heavenly course.
啊, 昨天我们在分组的时候, 我们组长就讲到, 这个奔跑天路叫做天路客。
The person that was leading the small group yesterday said that the person who's running this course is a pilgrim.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 你是不是天路客?
Are you a pilgrim?
啊,
a heavenly
我们感谢主,
pilgrim? We thank God.
我们, 今天我们不是跑一条, 啊, 普通的人生的道路。
The Lord saved us not to just run on a normal, ordinary
course of life. 我们是一般奔跑天路的人。
We are pilgrim on this heavenly way.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 啊, 所以我们 要学会怎么样来跑。
So we need to learn how we are to run.
保罗是头一个, 啊, 他用他自己做奔跑天路的人的这个, 榜样的人。
Paul was one of the first that used himself as an example of a pilgrim.
腓立比书第三章里面, 他说, 你们要效法我。
So 3:17 says, you are to follow my example.
而且要留意看那些照着我们榜样行的人。
And observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in me.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我们感谢主, 在第一世纪, 不仅保罗跑, 所有的蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹都一起跑。
Not only Paul ran in the first century, but all those who were saved ran together with him.
那在从天上看的, 那真是父神的喜悦。
From the heavenly perspective, this really delighted our God the Father.
在地上我们也看, 那是一个壮观的场面。
And on earth, this is a very noble scene.
啊, 就好像跑马拉松啊, 你看, 在起跑线上, 挤满了人。
Just like when you see the beginning of a marathon, a lot of people gather together in that crowd.
啊, 一开始跑的时候啊, 好多人啊, 然后慢慢镜头就拉远了。
And then at the beginning, a lot of people were there, and then slowly the people kind of died off.
你用那一幅图画来看看今天教会好像就是这样。
You use this picture to look at the church. It almost exemplifies.
这个起跑线就是我们蒙恩得救的时候。
The starting point is like when we are
saved. 每个人都壮志满怀啊。
And everyone was very bold.
我要做基督徒，就做个好基督徒。
They all determined that if I'm to be a Christian,
是不是啊?
I want to be a good one.
我最近碰到一个弟兄，他的妹妹从国内来。
Recently, I met a brother whose sister came from China.
每次聚完会啊。 他的妹妹就找我交通
When the meeting was over, his sister would come to me.
我弟兄，我相信主。
She says, "Brother Paul, I believe in the Lord."
但我现在还不能信。
But I can't start now.
我说这个有点矛盾，你已经信主，怎么现在又不能信呢？
I said, "Well, this is kind of paradoxical. You believe and yet you don't want to start."
因为我信主，就不要像他们那样信。我是要一个好基督徒。
And she says, "Well, if I want to start, I don't want to be like these other people. I want to be a good Christian."
我每次听到这个，我心里都肃然起敬。Every
time I hear this, I thought, "Wow, I admire her."
我信主的时候是糊里糊涂的。I
was really blurry when I started.
拉来的骗来了。I
was deceived and I came.
但是我看见有好多人啊，他们真的是啊，他们很认真、很严肃的。A
lot of people take this very seriously right from the start.
还没有信，他就说我要信，我就是真的信。我说别人也是真的信。
We still have to say that when other people started, they're all very sincere too.
只不过他可能呢，自己肉身的成分多一点，所以你看的不顺眼就是了。Maybe
because that person's flesh is still a little bit more, so you can't stand it.
但他里面还是有基督的成分，只是少一点了。But
maybe his portion of Christ is still a little bit less than what you think.
我们看见每一个蒙恩得救的人都被神摆在这个天路的起点。
Every single child of God has been placed on a starting point to walk its heavenly way.
我们要向着标杆开始跑。
We need to start running toward the goal.
保罗就让我们看，从腓立比书让我们看见他是怎么跑这条路。
And here Paul tells us how he is running this course.
我们刚才读到腓立比书第一章第19节到20节。
Philippians 1:19-20.
这是他第一方面怎么跑这条路。
This is Point one, how he is to run this course.
他说呢，照着我所羡慕所盼望的，第二十节、二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
他说，照着我所羡慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
According to my earnest expectation and hope that I shall not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ shall even now as always be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
他说因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
我们看见保罗一开头他就有一个旺盛的心智。
At the onset,
企图心。
Paul had a very earnest expectation.
他有一个羡慕，有一个盼望。
He had a very earnest expectation.
盼望是什么呢？ 就是总叫基督在他身上照常显大。
Hoping for what? That Christ may be manifested in him.
换句话说，他从信主那一天开始，他就有一个目的。他说呢，他说我要活出基督来。
Or to say that from the start of his becoming a believer, he wanted Christ to be exalted from his body.
所以我们听见福音朋友说，我信主，我要认真的信，我要做个好基督徒，我们真是敬佩他。
So we really admire people to say that if they want to be a Christian, they want to be a very good Christian from the start.
他还没有信，他就有一个心智了，你看这多好啊。
Even before the person believes, he already had this ambition that to be a good one.
今天很多信了主的人呢，这个心智被磨掉了，像我们弟兄昨天讲的，被 wear out.
A lot of us who have been believers for a long time, our ambition gets wear out.
所以我们需要再被提醒，要望着标杆。
So we need to be reminded to be looking toward the goal.
好，我们怎么样能够好好的活出基督呢？
How can we live out Christ?
我们知道一个人呢。 我们外面的生活是受里面心思意念所支配的。Our
outward surrounding, the way we live, is determined by our mindset.
我们的行事为人、言语态度都是从心思意念发出来的。Our
walk of life, our mannerisms, all come from our inner mindset.
所以我们要活出基督，如果你用你自己的心思意念，你是活不出来的。
If you use your own personal mindset to live out Christ, it's impossible.
你要活出基督，光凭着自己立志 也是达不到的。
If you make your own self-determination to live out Christ, you cannot do it.
我相信我们都有这样的经验。
I think we all have this experience.
啊，我们立志很多次啊，但是失败也更多次。
You make a lot of resolutions to yourself, and yet you fail many times.
保罗就有这个经验，对不对
？Paul had this.
在罗马书第七章，他就说：“立志为善，由得我。”
That's why in Romans chapter 7, Paul says, "The good that I want to do, I do not."
但是行出来却由不得我。
And I do the things that I do not want to do.
他真是屡战屡败。
And he made many resolutions, and he failed many times.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是你我的经验
？Don't we all echo this?
保罗也有过一段时间这样的经验。
So did Paul.
就那个时候，他还不太会跑这条路。
At that time, he didn't know how to run this course.
但是他写腓立比书的时候，他已经很老练了。
When he wrote this book of Philippians, he was very mature.
所以他告诉我们说，光立志还不够的。
Then he says, making your own self-determination is
insufficient. 他就劝弟兄姊妹，你要以耶稣基督的心为心。
So he encouraged the people that we need to have the mind of Christ.
中文把它翻成心的，原来就是耶稣基督的心思和他的意念。
The English has a very good translation that we need to have the same mind of Christ.
我举一个简单的例子，什么是心思和意念？
For example,
我们今天每一个人呢都有头脑，对不对？这个、
We all have a brain, a mind.
那是我们的这个硬体，叫做 hardware.
We all have our hardware.
所以有的孩子生下来头比较大，人家就说这个孩子将来一定聪明，因为他硬体比较好。
Some babies when they're born they have a big head and we say, oh, this is a.
但我们发现也不见得。
And yet we realize, oh, not necessarily.
有的人头很小，很聪明的。
Some people have a very small skull, but yet they're very smart.
其实神给我们每一个人的硬体都差不多的。
The Lord has given all very similar hardware.
有一些他们学生理学跟心理学的人告诉我
For those of us who study psychology or psychiatry
他们说其实人类的脑力啊智慧开发的能够用出来只不过你真正的容量的十分之一而已
This is probably you only use one tenth of your brain power
啊，你看呢像亚当在伊甸园里面呢神把他看守整个园子的责任交给他他没有上过大学啊
Adam never went to college, and yet he was able to govern the Garden of Eden.
他没有读过研究生呢、啊、
He was never in graduate school.
但是他比你我现在强得多了。
But he's smarter than you and I.
他为所有的生物命名了。
He was able to name all of the animals
in the garden. 而且他知道怎样处理各样的问题。
He knew how to take care of all of these problems.
可见他的智慧是非常的聪明的。
So he knew that he was utterly smart.
这是他的硬体能够用。
He was able to use his hardware.
但是今天人在堕落了以后
After the fall of man,
撒旦借用人的硬体把他的软体放进来那叫做 virus.
Satan uses his software and places it into man. We call that a virus.
弟兄姊妹们所以我们弟兄第一天晚上就告诉我们说人可以非常聪明但是他的心思是黑暗的。
The first night our brother told us that we are very smart and yet our mind is very darkened.
弟兄姊妹们所以今天我们蒙恩得救了以后要丰富的经历救恩神首先在我们灵里面重生了我们
So in order for us to be saved he had to give us a rebirth
然后接下来他告诉我们说他要我们呢重新先要 purge 我们原来的这个软体然后重新 download 天上的软体那就是基督的心思
He had to purge our original software to give us his, which is the mind of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我这样做一个比方，大家容不容易领会？保罗劝腓立比弟兄姊妹，你们要download主耶稣的意念，做你的意念，也再不要用你自己原来的心思意念做人了。
I don't know if this is clear enough to describe it because he says basically you need to download the mind of Christ so that you can use that to walk your way of life.
在保罗追求耶稣基督这一条路上
When Paul was pressing on this road to pursue after Christ,
主给他了一个特别的看见
God gave him a very special seeing.
就是他从耶稣基督从天上到地上来做人一直到死在十字架上
When Christ came to earth to be a man, all the way to the time he would die on the cross.
主的这一条路上面，他看见了主里面的心思和意念。
On this way of Christ, Paul was able to see the mind of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那个叫做启示。
That is revelation.
今天我可以看见我的弟兄坐在我前面。
Today I can see my brother sitting in front of me.
我可能因为做人的关系啊， 我可以看得出来他昨天晚上睡得好不好，从他脸上表情 神态就知道一点。
From the look of his face, I can tell whether or not he had a good night's sleep.
但是你要我说他在想什么，我是看不见的。
But to have me say what he's thinking about,
是不是
呢? I don't know.
除非他讲给我听，他揭开他里面的意念，我才会知道。
Until he tells me about himself, then I know more about him.
保罗在肉身中没有见过主耶稣。
Paul never met Jesus in his flesh.
但是主在复活荣耀里面向他显现了，哎，他得到了启示。
But then the Lord revealed himself in glory to Paul, and so Paul received this.
所以腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节，保罗把主耶稣的心思意念告诉我们。
So in chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, Paul was able to tell us the very mind of Christ.
他说，如果你能够以耶稣基督的心思意念为意念，弟兄姊妹们，我们就会跑这条路。
If you have the mind of Christ as yours, then you know how to run this course.
保罗看见了基督的意念。
Paul was able to see the very mind of Christ.
所以当他立志要活出基督的时候，
When he was determined to live out Christ,
他就从追求以基督的心思意念做他自己心思意念来跑。
He pursued after the mind of Christ as his in order to start running this course.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这个跟宗教的行为呢是天差地别。
And it is totally different from the religious behavior.
什么是基督的心思意念呢？
What is the mind of Christ?
从腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节，我们简单的说。
Simply speaking, from verses 5 to 8 in chapter 2.
他的意念就是降卑自己的意念。
Is that he lowered himself.
他就肯下来。
He came down.
再简单的讲，主耶稣的心思意念，用属灵的话说就是十字架的意念。
The mind of Christ, in a scriptural way of speaking, is the mind of the cross.
我们常常认为呢，十字架就是苦难。
Many times we assume that mind, that the cross is suffering.
是的，十字架里面有苦的一个经历和因素。
Yes, the cross contains the factors of suffering.
但是光受苦并不是十字架。
But only suffering does not equate the cross.
我们知道很多人犯罪，他也受苦。
A lot of people
一点十字架的意念的意思。意义都没有。
A lot of people sin, and yet they do not have any meaning of the cross.
唯有当人里面有基督的意念，我们生活那叫做十字架的意念。
Only when you have the mind of Christ in you, then when you experience the cross, then you have the mind.
在马太福音十六章二十四节。
In Matthew 16:24.
我们知道在马太福音十六章啊，主在那里有三个重要的启示。
In Matthew chapter 16, there are three very important revelations.
父神呢，赐给彼得一个启示，让他认识了他眼前的耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter was able to see that Christ is the Son of the Living God. That was the first revelation that God gave to him.
那是第一个启示，重要的开始。
That was the first important start.
然后第二个，主耶稣启示了教会。
Second of all, Peter was revealed about the church.
主对彼得讲说，你是彼得，就是说你不过是一个小石头，你是一个顽石。
And the Lord says, Peter, you are upon this rock. You are just a small rock yourself.
那么主说，我现在呢，要把我的教会建造在磐石上。主耶稣是那磐石。
And then Jesus says, I will build my church on this rock, and Jesus is that rock.
这个是第二个重要的启示。
That was the second revelation of Peter.
这些其实我们知道，保罗在遇见基督以后，他都看见了。
We know that Peter experienced this after he met Christ.
第三个启示。
The third revelation.
就是马太福音十六章二十四节，主开始讲到。
We see this in verse 24.
主说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
If anyone will follow me, he need to deny himself.”
背起自己的十字架来
，Take up his cross，
跟从我
，and follow me。
那个时候呢，主还没有上十字架。
At that time, the Lord has not gone up to the cross。
但是，罗马帝国十字架的刑罚，犹太人都清楚知道。
But the Jews know very well that the punishment of the cross in the Roman Empire。
所以主讲这句话，门徒们听了，如果我是彼得，我听了怕死啊。
If I was Peter at that time, I'd be very fearful when I heard that.
因为那个是一个酷刑啊。
Because that is a condemnation.
弟兄姊妹们，所以有的时候有人问说，你们教会为什么不挂个十字架？我说我怎么敢挂那个？那个是一个酷刑啊。
And people ask sometimes why in our church building we don't have a cross on the wall.
而且即便我们主钉在上面，我们不能把十字架当做偶像， 对不对？
And even knowing that Christ did, was nailed on the cross, we cannot use the cross as our idol.
但是主在那里说，人若要跟从我，就要舍己，背起你自己的十字架。
But the Lord says, whosoever follows me, he needs to bear his cross.
好，感谢主。
He needs to deny himself.
主只要我们背了，不要我们去被钉了。
Thank the Lord, he wants us just to carry the cross, we're not to crucify on it.
所以今天我们 主这个意思是什么？ 要启示他里面的意念。
Here he wants to give us his mind.
我们知道今天很多人呢， 认为舍己哈， 就是克制压抑自己。
A lot of us think that denying ourselves is just to buffet ourselves.
本来我要做这个， 现在是为了主缘故压住自己不做了。
Originally, I wanted to do that, but because of the Lord, I want to oppress myself and not do it.
我必须诚实地讲，我年轻时候就这么领会。
I have to say this. I had that understanding when I was young.
所以那个时候我就想，读到别人一些的这个见证的传记，我就羡慕得不得了。
I read other people's biography and I admire them.
比如说有，我有一次读到一个爱主的仆人，他年轻以后信主以后就再也不照相。
I read of a
因为他学会隐藏自己。
One of the brother, because of his love for the Lord, he did not want to take pictures, so he wanted to hide himself. So I wanted to learn that.
我立一个志，主啊，我以后也不照相，因为我从小就讨厌照相。
So I had this determination that from now on, I don't want to take pictures anymore.
我就把我所有的照片都拿去烧掉了。
I threw away all of my pictures.
最后呢，我交朋友，我要认识我姊妹，他说你寄张照片给我看看嘛。我对不起，我没照片。
And so later on, when I met my
future wife,
she asked me for a picture of myself. And I said, "Sorry, I don't have no photos of myself."
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，你外面不照相，并不代表说你真的会隐藏自己。
Outwardly, you don't want to take a photo of yourself, but does it really mean that you want to hide yourself?
当别人呢在你面前称赞你朋友的时候，你心里就想说，他怎么不认识我呢？如果他认识我，他就称赞我了。
When people are praising your friend, you say, "How come you don't know me?"
弟兄姊妹们，所以这样子不是真正的舍己。
This is not truly denying.
压抑自己不是舍己。
Suppressing yourself is not denying yourself.
唯有基督的意念。
Only the mind of Christ.
基督怎么舍己呢？
How did the Lord deny himself?
从他降卑他自己开始。
He started from lowering himself down.
什么叫做降卑呢？
What does it mean?
先是看自己不算什么。
He sees himself as nothing.
有的时候我们被别人呢，稍微这个不是批评的，善意的指点一下，我心里就被 hurt.
When people point out something to you in a very kind way, you feel hurt already.
昨天我们一位年轻弟兄啊，因为我手痛，他帮我摸一摸。
Because I had this pain in my arm, a young brother started to feel how I was feeling.
他有时候告诉他一些年长的病人说，你要怎么样走路，他说那病人就很生气，你比我小还教我怎么走路啊。
Sometimes he tells older people how they should walk properly, and older people got offended.
你看看啊，我们今天，你在这个点上，你天天克制自己，说话小声一点，但一下就生气了。
But sometimes you try to suppress yourself, but over a little thing, you can get angry.
我们不会舍己。
We don't know how to deny ourselves.
我算不得什么。
But then if you feel that I am really a nobody.
中国人讲要学，人到老学到老， 所以我老了还可以让小孩子教我一点， 你就一点都不生气。
A Chinese saying that you will learn as long as you live, so even in your old age, you can still learn, and you will not get offended.
基督的意念 就是降卑的意念，从来不觉得自己是什么。
The mind of Christ is a mind of humility. He never feels that he's somebody important.
一个人一开始感觉自己是什么，哎呀，那就麻烦了。
When a person feels that he's somebody important, then trouble comes.
好，我们弟兄昨天讲到有两个难处，自省的难处。
There are two different difficulties that are kind of mentioned, or errors.
一个就看自己了不起。
One is to feel that he's somebody important.
一个就是 condemn 自己。
Or the other is he condemns himself.
一个人呢，一觉得自己是什么了， 有的时候就会觉得别人就觉得自己怀才不遇啊。
If a person feels that he's somebody important, he feels that he has so much skill in himself.
就好像一个武功高强的人找不到徒弟。
Or a person who is a
他就觉得白活一辈子。
If a person is a master in kung fu, he does not have a good disciple.
今天一个人呢, 一有自己就想找个徒弟, 对不对?
If a person feels like he has a good
我们千万不能做这种事。
He wants to find a disciple.
主耶稣来到地上, 一点这个意念都没有。
That's not how Jesus was.
所以真正的舍己是用基督降卑的意念开始, 那就容易了。
True denying of self is to have the mind of Christ, then it is easy.
在教会的生活, 个人的生活, 人间, 每一个人际关系, 我们需要有基督的意念。
In church life, in individual life, we need to have this mind of Christ.
有基督十字架的意念,
with the mind of the cross,
受苦就不再是难受, 难忍的经历。
Suffering will not be that hard to experience.
这样子我才可能经历 基督的那个超越和宽广。
Because of this, then you can experience the ascendancy and the broadness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是保罗他看见, 所以他就开始这样跑。
That's why Paul saw it and he started to run.
他每天都要 update 那个新的 version.
And every day he needed to update the newer version of the software.
他被基督啊, 昨天的基督, 他认识的, 今天不够用了, 他要重新 renew。
He needed to have a renewing mind daily.
他把他学到的这个秘诀交给弟兄姊妹。
And he is now teaching you his secret.
请原谅我这样讲, 我真是看见在教会中很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Forgive me for saying this. I see a lot of Christians who love the Lord in the church.
他们真是用力地压抑自己, 想舍己, 到最后了, 跟人之间关系破裂。
They try the most utter power to suppress themselves, and still later on they get very disappointed.
为什么呢? 因为他没有找到这奔跑的路。
Because they ran on the wrong course.
读圣经呢, 没有解开来。
The Bible was not open to him.
不在启示里面认识。
They did not know Christ through revelation.
今天外面环境上给我们的苦难。
The outward troubles or conflicts we have.
我们肉身, 无论是身体或者魂里面, 精神层面, 所受的苦楚。
In our mind, in our sight,
都不能成全人,
cannot accomplish man,
不能够fulfill,
or fulfill or edify man.
如果缺少了基督十字架的意念,
if we lack the mind of the cross of Christ,
能经过这些外面的苦楚,
we go through the outward troubles,
他的记忆啊, 可能变得更大,
the
变得更强,
self will become more inflated and stronger.
有一次我听一个弟兄讲啊, 有的人受苦不舍己,
people sometimes will suffer but not deny themselves.
所以他受过苦出来, 他觉得他有一个资格了。
So after he went through suffering, he feels qualified to chastise others.
要发脾气就发脾气。
And throw out his temper.
那一点都不是基督的羔羊的样子, 对不对?
That's not the image of the lamb.
但是真正跟着羔羊走受苦的人呢, 他会越过越柔和, 越过越谦卑。
But for the people who really have followed the lamb, more and more they'd be more mild and humble.
弟兄姊妹越过越能服侍别人,
and more they can serve others.
所以唯有基督舍己, 十字架的意念, 才能够叫我们奔跑这条天路。
Only with this denying of self, with the mind of Christ, we can start running this course.
所以我们从腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节, 我们来看看基督十字架的意念到底是什么。
Let's go into more detail what it means by the cross of Christ.
他怎么降卑?
How did he humble?
在这短短的几节里面, 好像七个楼梯, 一阶一阶的下来。
We can see seven steps like a ladder.
我们看见, 保罗看见, 他说, 我们的主耶稣基督, 原来与父神同等, 他就是神。
Our Christ was once equal with God, because he is God.
但是呢, 他却不以这个为抢夺的。
But he did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped.
我们知道主他从来不觉得他是神, 他要表现什么。
Our Lord never wanted to reveal himself anything.
我把这个拉到我们人的这个层面。
In terms of a man,
今天我们做人在地上生活, 要有一个意念, 不要抢夺什么, 不要去抓, 不要去争取。
As a man living with each other, we don't need to grasp or to fight for things.
换句话说, 我们今天什么时候人会去抓, 会去争取?
In other words, when people start to grasp or fight for something,
就是我们羡慕别人有, 我没有。
That is, you envy what other people have
羡慕别人是,
and they don't have.
我不是。
They are something else and you're not.
或者说, 我比他好, 为什么他有, 我没有?
Or that I'm better than he is, how come he has it and I don't?
我们出来行事为人, 说话态度, 话很漂亮, 态度不对。
even though our words are pretty, and yet our mannerisms, our behavior is not. But for our Lord Jesus, he was totally in peace and rest.
他安于他做自己,
he was restful to be himself. And he did not find it or count anything for himself.
主耶稣基督在天上没有做人以前的安息。
That is the rest that he had even before he became a man.
因为他里面有降卑的意思。
Because he had the mind of humility.
他是神，他与神同等，他从来不觉得这个有什么好炫耀夸耀。
Although he was equal with God, and yet he didn't want to show off.
弟兄姊妹，今天在你我身上。 这是一个很重要的功课。
This is a very important lesson for you and I.
我们在教会侍奉里面， 在社会与人相处上面，
in a society，
我们要求主让我们有这样的意念。
We need to have this mind.
你就安息。
Then you can have rest.
第二个， 他反倒虚己。
He humbled himself.
这个虚己原来有一个意思，就倒空他自己， empty himself.
But emptied himself.
这个虚己倒空了， 我们昨天就讲到， 他肯放下他的自己。
In emptying himself, he is able to put himself down.
你知道，我们一碰到一个人的己哈， 就是人的尊严， 我们中国人叫做面子。
For the self of a man, we call your face or your dignity.
我们都有做人的经验， 如果一个人很爱面子啊， 你不能问他 或者讲他个人的事情。
If a person is very caring about his face, you cannot ask him personal questions.
我们每个人的面子 重视的不一样。
We pay emphasis on different things regarding our faith.
有的做父母亲，你讲他个人职业上面他都没有事。你一讲你的孩子不好，他立刻脸就垮下来了。
When you ask a parent about his career, that he can talk about it, but if you talk to him about his kids, he'll get very offended.
你就知道了，他的面子就是他的儿子。
You know that his face is his son.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这些是我们经验上面的。 一些领会,
we know this from our experience.
要把这些放下来,
we need to put it down.
啊, 这个是基督的意念,
this is the mind of Christ.
还有权力,
and as well as our privilege.
啊, 耶稣在天上是有神的权力的。
When our Lord was in heaven, he had the right of those of God.
天使啊, 就是连堕落的天使到他面前都要下拜,
even the fallen angel coming before him had to bow down.
但是主把这个都放下,
but then our Lord places down.
啊, 我们的做, 事情的理由也是我们的己。
The reason that we use or do things is also ourselves.
我们的意见也是我们的己。
Our opinion is ourselves.
所以有时候我们在侍奉聚会， 大家谈一件事情， 有个弟兄说我没意见， 但是我不参加。
In our service meeting, our brother says, I have no opinion about this, but I don't want to attend.
那就告诉我们说， 他的己被摸到了。
That tells me that his self is being touched.
如果是我的经， 我们自己的经验， 我们就要把它放下， 我还是参加。
If it's just my experience, my opinion, I can put it down, I can still attend the service meeting.
而且我要更扶持我的弟兄。
And I need to support my brother.
舍己。
This is emptying yourself.
弟兄姊妹们， 保罗在这一点啊， 他都学啊。
Paul learned this.
他每一个点都学， 所以他 成熟了，他告诉弟兄姊妹，我是这样跑的。
In his maturity, he can say, this is my example.
他把他的雄心，把他的喜好，把他的倾向，通通放下。
He placed down all of his tendencies and ambitions.
你知道保罗是一个爱主的人呢，他侍奉主是有雄心的。
Paul was the person who loved the Lord, so he had a lot of ambition for the Lord.
在罗马书里面，他告诉我们说，他说现在呢，欧洲我都传遍了，我要去南欧，要到西班牙去了。
And Paul says, I have already preached the gospel to Asia, now I have to go elsewhere, even to Europe.
但是他说，主啊， 如果不开路， 我也不能去。
And yet he says, if the Lord does not open a way, I will not go.
我们知道保罗， 一生是没有去过西班牙。
We know that Paul never went to Spain.
啊， 但是他确实有那个雄心， 要为主得着全世界。
But he had this ambition to gain the whole world for the Lord.
但是保罗， 主跟保罗说， 保罗， 现在好了， 我要把你关起来。 好叫你得启示， 我可以跟你交通。
And so the Lord wanted to contain him so that he can have more fellowship with him in prison.
弟兄姊妹， 这是虚己。
This is denying himself.
所以有的时候环境也是我们要， 不能自己拣选， 是主拣选， 这叫虚己。
Sometimes we cannot choose our surroundings. This is emptying ourselves.
然后他没有做人， 来到地上， 穿上肉身一件， 他取奴仆的形象。
Even before coming to the world as a man, he took the form of a bond servant.
我这一次读啊，我特别感觉主是取。 取奴仆的形象。
Here it says he took on the form of a bond servant.
那告诉我们说这是他的意念。
Meaning that that was in his mind.
他甘心情愿做奴仆，不是父神说啊你去做奴仆，不是这样。
It's not that God the Father saying you are to become a bondservant, but that rather Jesus wanted to take on the form of a bondservant. Meaning that he was willingly and actively taking on the form of a bondservant. What does it mean?
就是他把他的意志完全的交给父神。
Meaning that he put his will totally toward God the Father.
他说父啊，到地上做人，我没有一件事可以自己做主，都是由你做主。
He was willingly putting down his will to say, in everything I want you to be the Lord.
即便外面环境临到，啊，我很不喜欢，但是若是那是你所喜悦的，我说父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
Also, the outward situation is something that I am not happy with, and yet I will say, yes, Father.
弟兄姊妹，那是不是我们主在 做人的时候的表现呢？
Isn't that the way Jesus lived?
有一次他再回到加百农，所有的人都轻看他。
One time he went back to Capernaum and everybody already despised him.
但是我们人想岂有此理。
If we are to, we, if that was us, we would say, oh, this is terrible.
你们加百农人的忘恩负义。
You Capernaum are so ungrateful. I will never come back again.
因为他在加百农行过许多神迹啊，他救了许多的人，第二次去他们都背向着他。
In Capernaum, he had worked many miracles, and yet the people went against him.
但是主那一天一点都没有生气。
But our Lord did not get angry.
一点没有发脾气。
He did not throw a temper.
一点点那个烟硝火燎的味道都没有。
Not even a smell of smoke.
他反而感谢说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
And yet,
而且是欢喜的感谢。
And with joy, our Lord Jesus, yes, Father.
因为你的美意本是如此。
For such is your will.
这个是取奴仆的形象。
This is what it means by taking the form of bond servant.
这个是主的舍己的路。
This is the way of denying himself.
舍己如果是压抑自己，不会喜乐的。
If you are suppressing yourself, you will not have joy.
但是你肯降卑自己，你就喜乐了。
But if you're willing to lower yourself, you will have joy.
而且在这个里面，等一下我们要讲到，我们就进入基督的交通。
And in this way, you can enter into the fellowship with Christ.
底下主第四步嘛，他再往下走一步，他就到地上做人了。
The fourth step is that he made himself a likeness of a man.
啊，在这里这个人呢，不是 the man.
In English, it's not the man, only not one man.
不是那一个人。
Not that one man.
你知道今天人在地上都喜欢做那一个人 ，the man.
A lot of people on earth nowadays want to be the man.
好，我弟弟有一个孩子。
My younger brother had a son. My nephew.
他年轻时候很可爱。
When he was young.
很喜欢打篮球。
He wanted to play basketball.
哦，他球打得很好。
He was a good basketball player.
哦，那个时候我们跟他玩球，他就要我叫他 the man。
When I was playing basketball with him, he wants me to call him the man.
后来有一次，他们要我去吃一个西餐馆。
One time, I was invited to a Western restaurant.
啊，他们都先警告我，他说这个餐馆的名字叫 the man.
And he says the name of this restaurant is called the man.
我说有什么特别
？I said what's so special
about it? 他说你是湖南人，你不怕吃辣，你到那里你就知道了。
He says, you're Hunanese and you're not afraid to eat spicy stuff. When you go there, you will know.
因为那个一个 hamburger 可以辣得你几天都睡不着觉。
Because one hamburger is so spicy, you cannot sleep for several days.
弟兄姊妹，我们做人都想做人上人。
For us to be a man, we want to be the man that's outstanding.
我有很多经历讲给你听。
I have a lot of experiences to tell you.
很多故事讲给你听。
A lot of stories.
你们都不知道。
You don't know.
我就做那人。
I am to be the man.
但是主耶稣来不是做那人。
But when Jesus came, he wasn't the man.
他实在是那人，他是千万人中的第一人。
Of course,
没有第二个人像他。
He was one among 10,000s, and not one man like him.
但是在地上只有他这样一个人，但是他却和众人一样。
And yet he was the same as any man.
所以他到地上来，他是平凡的。
He became a very common man.
他是变成非常平易近人的。
A man that you can draw close to.
别人感觉到的事情。他一样感觉得到。
He can feel the feelings of others.
甚至比你感觉的还细还深。
And his feelings are even more sensitive than yours.
所以他爱人的时候是爱的又柔又细又深。
So he loves men to the very fine, minute way.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是这样认识你的主呢
？Is that the way you know your
Lord? 我们的主来到地上做木匠。
Our Lord came down to earth to be a carpenter.
非常平凡。
so very normal and common.
今天有一些弟兄姊妹稍微有一点属灵经历，他就要全教会的人都知道他是个属灵人。
Some people with some spiritual experiences, they want the whole world, whole church to know.
每次聚会闭上眼睛说，哇，你真可爱，全世界人都没有他跟主那么亲近。
And he feels that he's the closest to the Lord among the whole church.
但是真正一个在主里面的人，外面一点都看不出来。
But a person who truly loves the Lord, you cannot really see from the outside.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
That's how our Lord was.
我在19岁的时候看见他的形象，我就被他吸引。
When I met the Lord when I was 19, I was attracted by Him.
人间没有看过这么美丽的人。
There's no other person like Him on earth.
千万人中的第一。
Our Lord is the fairer among 10,000.
每次我想到他，我就跟主说：“主，我不像。”
Every time I think of the Lord, I will say, Lord, I'm not like you.
但是我愿意像。
But I want to be like you.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗看见了主耶稣的美丽。
Paul saw the beauty of Christ.
所以以前他叫做扫罗，就是喜欢别人羡慕他的。
Before he was Saul, he wanted people to envy after him.
但是当他看见明白了，他就把自己的名字改了，叫做扫罗。保罗。
But after he saw the Lord, he changed his name to Paul.
保罗的意思是什么呢
？The meaning of Paul was
就是人人轻看的人。
The one who's despised by all.
被别人小看的人。
He was despised by
all. 他愿意做一个被别人小看的人。
He wanted to be a person to be despised by all.
但是他却变成一个能够服侍别人的人。
But he became a person that can serve others.
我们记得保罗在地中海里面遇见飓风，后来获救在那个岛上面。
When Paul was captured in this storm,
大家在那里烤火，保罗却拿柴加添在那个火堆里面。被一条毒蛇咬。
And Paul was bitten by a snake when he was trying to put branches into this little fire.
你知道，所有全船的人得救是因为保罗的缘故。保罗应该接受他们的服侍。
A lot of all the people in the boat were saved because of Paul, and Paul should be served by them.
但是那一天是保罗服侍这所有的人。
But that day, Paul was serving the people.
他被蛇咬了。
In a shipwreck.
所以主人说，这个人一定是个坏人。
And so the people around him said, "This person must be a bad person."
得救了，天还不容他，让毒蛇来咬他。
He was saved by in a shipwreck, and yet he was bitten by the snake.
但是他们看看了，保罗把手挥一挥，蛇丢到火里烧了，他是仍然讲话，没有死。
And yet, even though he was bitten, he shook the snake from his hand, and he kept on living. He didn't die.
这就是我们主的形象从保罗身上活出来。
This is the image of Christ living out from Paul.
你在最苦的时候，你想到自己还是服侍别人
？When you're in most painful state, do you think of yourself or the Lord or other people?
你在最有理由的时候，你是讲自己的理由，还是能够体贴别人的感觉
？When you feel you have the most reason, do you want to be thinking of yours or other people's feelings?
这就是我们主耶稣基督来到地上。
This is when our Lord came to earth.
所以这个成为人，你去读原文、读英文，那个人是。多数的人跟众人一样。
The English says he made himself the likeness of a man. The man is plural.
换句话说，他在弟兄姊妹中间，别人不会觉得他是个 leader， 他是突出的人。
In other words, when he's among others, he will not make himself to look like a leader.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的主他降卑的一个意念。
This is the mind of Christ.Humbling himself.
如果今天我们聚会啊，服侍完了啊，因为我讲到，我就坐到一个特别的房间，请你们端饭给我吃。我就不是那样的人。
If I finish preaching, I go to a room and you have to serve me with the food.
不是我们不需要。
That's not what we should be.
对不起，不是我们不要尊重别人。
It's not that we should not respect others.
但是我们在别人尊重的时候，我们要和弟兄姊妹站在一起。
But we need to stand together with everyone else.
他不仅成为平常的人，平凡的人。
Not only he became a very common man.
而且他做人凡事存心谦卑。
He was humble in everything.
啊，就告诉我们说，他的谦卑走在行为之前，这是他的意念。
Meaning that his sense of humility walked before man.
他的存心。
His heart, his attitude.
His mind goes before his action.
His mind went before his action.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主耶稣的顺服。
That is the obedience of Christ.
而且他存心顺服，以至于死。
To the point of death.
最后他肯死在十字架上。
And even death on the cross.
第七步啊，我们主的死，十字架的死是一个羞辱的死。
The death of the cross is a very humiliating death.
是一个痛苦的死,
a painful death.
这是他降卑的一面。
This is the mind of humility.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们会, 难免会被别人批评。
Sometimes it's inevitable that we be complained or criticized by others.
我第一次被弟兄姊妹批评的时候, 我有几个月啊, 不能好好祷告, 不能好好读经, 也不能好好聚会。
The first time I was really criticized by brothers and sisters, I could not sleep or pray 其实, or read the Bible for several months.
其实那位讲我的姊妹啊, 她还不是批评。
Actually, that sister that criticized me was not really criticizing.
因为我那个时候, 我是研究生, 读, 在读书。
I was a research student in school.
那位伯母她的儿子是我们学校的本科生。
And that sister's son was also in the same major.
弟兄们安排我去服侍这个年轻人。
So the brothers asked me to serve her son.
好，我就常常跟他在一起，结果我们两个就一起做属灵同伴，我们读罗马书。
So both of us became a spiritual companion, and we read the book of Romans together.
我们常常在一起祷告。
We prayed together.
有一天主日聚完会，爱宴，我排队在去拿饭。拿菜。
One day during the Sunday's love feast, we were lining up for food.
这位伯母站在我后面，我就很自然转过去跟她讲话。
And so my friend's mom stood next to me, so I turned around and I started to talk to her.
她跟我说：“伯弟兄啊，请你以后不要再找我儿子了。” And
that mother says, "Brother Bo, don't look at my son anymore."
我问她为什么。
I asked her why.
她说：“我儿子跟你做朋友以后，他回家就是读经祷告。”
And after my son became friends with you, all he does every day is to read the Bible and pray.
我儿子将来要做物理学家的。
So my son is to be a physicist later on.
我要他好好读书。
He needs to study.
哎呀，那一天讲完了，我那餐饭不知道什么味道。
After she said that, I could not taste my food.
我心里想，我花这么多精神，我也在读书，也很忙的，哈，我去照顾你的儿子，结果你这样对我。
I thought to myself, I'm studying too. I'm busy, and I take care of your son, and you say these things to me.
弟兄姊妹，所以我好长一段日子啊，我就没有办法。 跟这位年长姊妹讲话。
So for a long time, I did not know what to say to the sister.
每次聚会我看她坐那边，我就坐这边。
Every time the meeting, she sat here and I sit there.
她去拿菜，我就等一下。
She went to get food, I'll just wait.
但是有一天晚上，我在家里，主感动我说，你应该给她打电话。
And so one night, the Lord moved me to give her a call.
我跟主说，主，我没有办法。
I said, Lord, I can't.
但是主说你还是要打电话。
And the Lord said, you go give her a call.
我就拿起电话来，拿起来，我没有办法拨号码，我就放下去。
I picked up the phone and I placed it down three times.
最后主在我里面说， 这有什么呢？
And the Lord says, what of that?
这个妈妈跟你说句话， 你把自己看得那么了不起吗？
This mom just says something like that to you and you feel you're somebody important?
哎呀，主一提醒， 我说主，我没什么，我就拿起电话。 就拨了电话，没想到一接通啊，那位伯母说：“我好想你啊。”And so
finally I picked up the phone and I called her and immediately she says, "Oh, Brother Paul, I miss you."
伯弟兄，我天天为你祷告啊。Brother
Paul, I pray for you every day.
我说一定是你祷告，所以我今天才有勇气给你打电话。
I said probably it's because you prayed that I have the courage to call you.
你知道被别人指点一下、批评一下，我们感觉羞辱，所以你还不配上十字架。
You feel shameful when people criticize you that you're not worthy to go by the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上是被剥光的。
Our Lord Jesus was totally stripped when he went up to the cross.
那是羞辱。
And that was total humiliation.
但是他却显出神的荣耀。
But he was able to show the glory of God.
因为在伊甸园里面, 亚当和夏娃是不穿衣服的, 因为神的荣耀遮盖他。
In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were not clothed because they had the glory of God covering them.
当神的儿子回到地上来，为我们的第一次到地上来，
when the Son of God came to earth for the first time to die for us,
人要羞辱他，但是他却把人失去的荣耀带回来。
Man shamed him, and yet Jesus Christ was able to restore the glory of God.
这个是基督的美丽。
This is the beauty of
Christ. 我们需要圣灵开我们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit really needs to open our eyes.
你就一声说，主啊，我要跟你走。When
you see this, you say, Lord, I want to follow you.
我要走这条路。I
want to walk on this way.
而且现在我知道怎么走这条路。Now
I know how to walk this way.
我在这条路上我会失败，我会有己的感觉，但是你可以帮助我。On
this way, I will fail. I will have feelings of myself, but I know you will help me.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗。 追求的第一方面。
This is the first aspect of his pursuit.
第二方面到了第三章。
Second, we come to chapter 3.
他有一个深处的爱慕。
He had a deep longing.
他说使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
弟兄姊妹，要认识基督不仅仅是在悟性上。
Knowing him not only just in your understanding.
要认识基督不仅仅是在知识上。
Not only in your knowledge.
要认识基督不仅仅是在头脑中的学习。
Not only just the learning in your mind.
唯有通过主观的学十字架的功课。
Only through the subjective lesson of the cross.
只有基督十字架的经历，我们交通于基督，我们才会真正的认识。
Only through experiencing the walk of the cross and his suffering, then we can have the fellowship with him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为十字架的功课，十字架的工作是对付人的魂。
Because the lesson and the work of the cross is to deal with your soul.
我们的魂生命。
Our soulish life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这魂生命简单的讲，就是我们这个人的己。
Simply speaking, our soulish life equates to yourself.
我想我们都有一点经验。
We have some experience of this.
己是人呢最大的捆绑和最大的敌人。
The self is the biggest bondage as well as the biggest enemy.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这个经验。
Do you experience this?
我发现有些人呢不太有自我意识。
Some people do not have this self-consciousness.
啊，所以啊，他做人呢就比较外向。
So he's very extrovert.
这种人呢传福音比较适合。
They're very good
in sharing.
They can share freely.
不怕被别人笑。
And not be afraid of people.
也有的人呢，这个自我意识很强的，所以他就像 clam 一样，一碰了他就缩起来了。
And other people are very self-conscious of themselves, so they're like a clam, they just close up.
我不晓得你有没有这种经验。
Do you have this experience?
如果你有这种经验呢，那就告诉你，我们己是我最大的捆绑。
Then you realize that yourself is your biggest.
没有自我意识的人，他的己也是他的捆绑。他该约束的时候，该收敛的时候，他不会收敛。
People who lack the subconsciousness is also a bondage because he doesn't know how to control himself.
啊，那个有自我意识的人呢，该释放的时候啊，他合闭得紧紧的，像个 clam 一样。
And those who are self-conscious, they're very, very close to themselves.
我年轻的时候啊，最被这个捆得非常痛苦。
When I was young, I was very much in bondage of this.
我记得我在大学时候参加大学生的青年夏令会。
I went to a summer conference for college students.
啊，在聚会最后一天呢，早上有两个钟头是交通见证，大家起来做见证。这次聚会，我得着了什么？
The last day we had a 2-hour of testimony meeting.
那一次聚会，我实在那聚会里面蒙了怜悯，主让我遇见了他。
In that meeting, I was really blessed by the Lord.
我很想站起来说一两句话。
I really wanted to stand up to share my testimony.
那两个钟头我坐在那里啊，圣灵在我里面就跟我这个人的己打仗。
For 2 hours, the Holy Spirit fought with myself.
站起来，就是不行。
The Holy Spirit prompted me to stand up, and I refused.
到最后聚会结束了，懊悔的要命。
At the end, when the meeting was over, I really regretted it.
一直到我快50多岁了，还是这个样子。
I'm like this even in my 50s.
每一次要上讲台，我都有很大的挣扎。
Every time before I go up on the podium, I really struggle.
我在主的面前说，主啊，如果你不让我摸到你同在，我怎么上去？我怕死了。
And I said, Lord, if you do not allow me to feel your presence, how can I stand up there?
弟兄姊妹们，己是人最大的捆绑。
Self is our greatest bondage.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
己也是你最大的敌人。
Yourself is also your greatest enemy.
只有十字架的功课能够救我们脱离魂生命。
Only the lesson of the cross can save you of your soul's life. To save you from yourself.
你知道，在教会里面不是一个人。
You know, in the church, we're not just one man.
教会是众圣徒。
It's multiple saints.
我们互为肢体，同为一个身体。
We're members of the same body.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，众人在一起就有人与人相处的事情。
Because we're all together, we will have interpersonal relationships.
你就发现，教会所有的难处。归根结底不是事情。
The source of a lot of problems is not just things.
归根结底是人的己。
The source of our problems in the church is the self of man.
人与人相处的难处，问题的根源在我们的己没有对付。
The source of our interpersonal relationships in the church group is because our self has not been dealt with.
保罗奔跑这条天路，他知道他要认识基督， 使我认识他复活的大能。
When Paul was writing this course, he says, let me know Christ and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering, be conformed to his death, is the lesson of the cross.
有人称这个叫做我们交通，主观的交通于基督十字架的经历。
So we call this, this is our subjective lesson of learning the experience of the cross.
我们 fellowship with Christ in the cross.
We fellowship with Christ in the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们在基督十字架的里面，我们与他同享、同承受、一同受苦。
We fellowship together with Christ in the experience of the cross.
就是我们肯这样学，弟兄姊妹，我们的己就开始慢慢的 decrease， 慢慢的减少。
When you're willing to learn this way, then we can decrease in the self.
我年轻的时候就听见，这是一个很美的祷告。
I learned of this prayer when I was very young.
好多弟兄姊妹祷告说：“主啊，愿你兴旺，愿我衰微。”
We praise the Lord, may you increase and I decrease.
啊，祷告完起来了，还是很自己还是很兴旺。
And after we finish praying, we still increase.
哈，起来讲话比谁都大声。
You're louder than other people when you talk.
做起来比谁都有手腕。
And you have a lot of skill in doing things.
啊，对付弟兄更厉害。
And you can deal with brothers in a very severe way.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是舍己。
This is not denying yourself.
这不是认识基督。
This is not knowing Christ.
真正的要认识基督，必须通过主观的学十字架的功课。
To know Christ, you've got to go through subjectively going through the fellowship of the cross.
所以难怪保罗祷告神呢，要神赐给我们智慧的灵。
No wonder Paul prayed that we need to have the spirit of wisdom.
一个有智慧的灵，就看见这个环境里面有十字架的功课。
If you have the spirit of wisdom, you will see that in this circumstance, you have lessons of the cross.
而这个功课对我是有益处的。
And this lesson is beneficial to you.
所以我就甘心情愿走进去。
So I'm willing to walk into it.
弟兄姊妹，当你这样做的时候，出来你就认识基督了。
When you walk into it, when you come out of it, you will know Christ.
啊，他说呢，他说好使我呢被磨成他死的形象。
As a result, you'll be conformed into his death.
啊，所以基督的死就成为我的死。
So the death of Christ becomes yours.
我们知道一死啊就安息了。
Once you die, you can rest.
一死啊，问题就解决了。
Once you die to yourself, the problem is solved.
感谢主，今天你我不需要肉身死，只要我在里面呢与基督同死就好了。
Today you and I do not need to go through the physical death, but as long as you are conformed to the death of Christ, then it's good enough.
唯有接受十字架的工作。
When you accept the work of the cross,
我们肯学十字架的功课
and learn the lesson of the cross,
人才能够不以自己的肉体夸口
then you will not boast of your flesh,
不靠肉体来敬拜
you will not boast and worship in the flesh.
保罗碰见腓立比弟兄姊妹，他们那时候就有人开始以肉体夸口了。
When Paul met the people of Philippians, people were boasting of their worship.
保罗说，要是要用肉体夸口，我以前在犹太教做法利赛人的时候，我是非常能够夸口的。
He said, "I have confidence in the flesh when I was a Pharisee."
他说我按着律法，我第八天就受割礼。
I was circumcised according to the flesh.
有时在教会里面就讲资格，你看我比你先得救，你还是我在得救的。
A lot of times in the church we talk about how qualified we are because all we can say I was saved even before you were saved and I brought you to the Lord.
靠着肉体夸口。
And that we are boasting according to our flesh.
我认识主的时候你还不知道在哪里呢。
When I knew the Lord, you weren't even born yet.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，只有一个人接受十字架的工作，肯学十字架的功课，我们才能够脱开这个东西。
Only when we accept the work of the cross in us, then we can do away with this.
依靠肉体夸口。我们的敬拜就落进肉体的里面。
When we boast on the flesh, then our worship would be in the flesh.
我们聚会该讲究属灵的空气，但是不是讲究魂里面的气氛。
In our worship, we talk about the spiritual atmosphere and not the atmosphere of the flesh.
好，我们要求主啊，洁净这属灵的空气 ，clear the air.
We need to ask the Lord to clear the air in the spiritual sense.
啊，但是呢。我们却不是用人的魂，用音乐，用诗歌，用柔和，用庄严，用高的这个，那些都是魂的东西。
But we don't want to use the physical things to stir up our soul.
弟兄姊妹，唯有接受十字架的工作。
Only when you accept the work of the cross.
我们人才可能脱离传统带给我们的影响。
then we can avoid the influences of tradition.
我们才能够脱离宗教带来的捆绑。
And avoid the bondages of religion.
在第一世纪啊，是犹太教一直想要把这些走天路的人拉回到地上。
In the first century, Judaism tries to drag away the people who are walking on the way.
今天一样的。
The same way today.
并且更混乱。
And even more chaotic.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying.
今天在基督徒中间。
Among Christians, it's very prevalent to see the atmosphere of Christianity. So the enemy uses all kinds of things to contain us.
今天很多爱主的人看见社会上、世界上发生的事情，在美国发生的事情都很难过。
We feel bad when we see the things going on around us in the States.
那我们问。 教会的属灵能力到哪里去了？
And then we ask, where's the power from the church?
因为教会失去了十字架的学习。The
reason is the church has lost the lesson of the cross.
我们有十字架的道理。We
have the teaching of the cross.
我们没有学十字架的功课。But
we fail to learn a lesson of the cross.
所以我们对主的认识是客观的。So
we have a lot of very objective understanding of the
cross. 我们不能像保罗那样说，我认识基督。We
cannot say what Paul says, I know Christ.
他是我的至宝。
He is my most precious
treasure.
Because he is my treasure, I want to know him more.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是保罗他怎样跑那条天路。
This is how Paul ran his course.
所以他没有停下来的时间。
He never stopped once.
我要花一点点时间, 快快地讲。
I need to go on.
当我们真的学十字架功课的时候,
When we really learn the lesson of the cross,
有三方面我们需要认识的。
Three factors.
第一个, 十字架的经历乃是以卑贱的换尊贵的。
The experience of the cross will trade those that are lowly for the most honorable.
以属地的换属天的。
Earthly to heavenly.
以今天我们肉体血气的得着那属灵荣耀的。
Those that are of the flesh to be more spiritual of the heavenly.
所以十字架虽然它有苦的经历。 但是它却是值得的。
Also, in the experience of the cross, you have suffering, but it's worth it.
真正十字架的功课就是一个交换。
True lesson of the cross is an exchange.
弟兄姊妹们，而且是以坏的换好的。
From the worst to the good.
有的时候我们到地上去啊，你要去换东西的时候，你只能换比那个原来价值低的。
When you exchange something, you may have to exchange something that has a lesser value.
但是唯有当我们肯学十字架功课的时候，我们换来的是更好的。
But when you truly learn the lesson of the cross, you will exchange for something better.
第二个,
Second,
十字架的功课的里面，它是从损失到得着的原则。
And in the lesson of the cross, you will go from loss to gain.
这个损失在我们肉身或者精神的里面都会有痛的感觉。
In a sense of loss, you will feel pain.
所以保罗用了这个字，他为基督丢弃万事，英文是说 suffer loss.
And so Paul says, I will count all things to be lost.
在我读的那个版本里面啊，他不是算，他说我为基督丢弃万事。第九节。
In verse 9, he says, I will.
为他。
For him,
I suffer loss.
好，这个我觉得他用了这个
suffer 这个字很好。I
like the term suffer loss.
我们还没有到那个地步。当我为主损失的时候，我说不痛了。When
I get to the point that if I lose something for the Lord, I will say I will not have pain.
有些基督徒属灵到没有人的味道了，他损失了，他不痛，感谢赞美主，让我们开一个感恩聚会。
Some Christians may not feel the pain that they have lost anything.
有一次我们就参加一个葬礼。
One time we went to a funeral.
那一次葬礼完，好多不信主的朋友都再不肯来聚会。
A lot of non-believers did not want to go to the meeting anymore after that.
一个弟兄，他的姊妹被主接去，很年轻了。
A young wife was taken by the Lord.
大家都很难过。
Everybody felt painful.
就那天葬礼上面，这个弟兄起来说：“让我们起来感谢赞美主。”
And then the brother that lost his wife says, oh, let's come and thank the Lord together.
哎呀，叫我们觉得他对他妻子过世，难道一点都不难过吗？
And we were bewildered because we thought, doesn't he feel bad that he lost his wife?
你肉身一定会难过的。
in the experience of the cross, your flesh will feel pain.
你要 suffer loss.
You will suffer loss.
你会因着 loss 而感觉痛苦。
Because of the loss, you will feel pain.
但是你会因着得着而喜乐。
But yet you'll be joyful because of what you gain in return.
这就是保罗的经历。
This is the experience of Paul.
为要得着基督。
But I may gain Christ.
所以还没有得着基督那个苦，你忍一下没有关系的。
You can just bear that pain for just a moment.
好的一定会来,
the better one will
come.
So that for Christ's resurrection, he had to wait for 3 days.
所以十架的经历你苦啊，安息一下，安息三天，当基督复活生命显出来, 那就喜乐了。
When you have your pain, it's okay because after a moment, the resurrection power will come, you will have joy. Thirdly,
当我们经历十架，学习十架功课的时候,
when we learn the lesson of the cross,
不是用人的努力,
you're not striving by your own strength.
不是用人的修行,
or even your own trying to buffet yourself.
不是用意志,
nor your own will.
而是照着信心的原则,
but through the principle of faith.
所以保罗讲, 我不是凭着我自己的行为的义,
not by his own righteousness.
乃是因信耶稣基督得着神的义,
but by the basis of faith in knowing God.
这是十字架经历, 是一个信心的原则。
So therefore, the experience of the cross is the principle of faith.
你信多少, 你实价经历就多深。
The measure of your faith is whatever it is that will allow you to experience.
你相信主做成了, 你就不再自己解释, 不再伸手, 弟兄姊妹, 那个是实价的功课。
You know that the Lord has already accomplished this, you don't need to reach out your hand to do anything.
我们不再说话,
this is the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们十架的经历。
This is our experience of the cross.
保罗他因着这样跑, 他越过越多认识基督的荣耀和宝贵。
Because Paul knew how to run this course, more and more he realized how valuable it is with Christ.
所以在第三章的第十二节, 他说, 我乃是竭力追求。
Therefore in verse 12 in chapter 3 says, I press on.
他在第十 第十三节、十四节里面，他讲到几件事，他怎么跑。
In verse 14, he tells us several things how he presses on.
他说呢，他第一个不是以为自己已经得着。
First, he says, I do not regard myself as being laid hold of it yet.
弟兄姊妹，今天的社会上有一种的哈，为了让自己生活快乐一点，常常有一个说法叫做自我感觉良好。
Sometimes there's this term in the English world called self-complacency.
这个就是觉得我已经满足了。
He says he's pretty self-content.
今天很多人都是对自我感觉良好，我今天不错了。
A lot of people will still have this self-complacency feeling that I'm pretty good.
但是保罗越跑啊，他越没有自我感觉良好。
But the more Paul ran, he did not feel this.
因为他的喜乐不在他自己的里面。
Because his joy is not only within himself.
他的喜乐在基督的里面。
His joy is in Christ.
那是完全不同的喜乐。
Totally different kind of joy.
他的生活里面是正面的，是光明的，是积极的。
His viewpoint is always very positive.
但是他里面呢，总还有空间可以成长。
But there's always room for growth in him.
他不以为自己已经得着。
He did not regard himself as laying hold of it yet.
他说呢，我乃是只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们说，保罗呢，越认识基督，他里面越 focus.
Tells us the more Paul knew Christ, the more focused he was.
越专一。
The more focused he was.
不分心了。
He's not multitasking.
弟兄姊妹，今天可以这样讲，在基督徒圈子里面呢。 叫我们分心的事太多太多了。
There are too many things that would just split us up.
有许多的经历、讲法、做法、各式各样的情形。
There are many ways of doing things and saying things.
保罗也经过这些环境。
Paul went through them.
但是他告诉弟兄姊妹，他只有一件事。
But Paul says that one thing I do.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主里面有一点学习，
When we learn a little bit,
我们应该在主面前越来越专心。
We need to be more and more focused.
一个专一的人, 他的服事才亮。
When a person is focused, then his service will be very light, brightened.
像我听一些年长主的仆人们交通。
I hear service of the brothers and sisters who are much elderly.
他们讲几分钟, 你就得着一个东西。
they will share for just a few minutes, you can gain something.
真是亮,
so bright.
非常专一,
because he's so focused.
我这两天讲很长,
I said a lot, maybe you didn't get too much.
我盼望大家能够专一啊,
I hope you can all be more focused.
看见基督就好了,
if you can see Christ, then it's good enough.
然后他说, 我乃是忘记背后,
forgetting what lies behind.
告诉我们说, 他的经验, 他过去的, 这些包袱, 通通, 都在基督里解决,
laying down everything from the past.
而且他愿意放下,
he's willing to let it go.
他一直有一个往前的灵,
he's always going forward.
啊, 并且他竭力地追求,
he's pressing on.
这告诉我们说, 他里面有一个热切的, 火热的态度,
showing us that he has a very fervent attitude.
而且他奔跑这条路, 是稳定的,
and he is very, very solid in running.
啊, 不改变,
he doesn't change.
他也不放松,
and he doesn't let loose.
弟兄姊妹, 愿主, 借着他自己和他的话, 帮助我们,
may the Lord help us with his words.
让我们知道我是在奔跑天路,
knowing that we are running this course together.
而且我们学习保罗的样子,
we can learn of his example.
怎么样跑,
to know how to run.
愿主祝福他的话,
may the Lord bless his words. Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主, 我们感谢你,
dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你实在爱我们,
you truly love us.
你乐意把你自己启示在我们里面,
you're so joyful to reveal yourself to us.
并且你曾经为我们开通了活路,
and you have once opened up a living way.
今天你引导我们一同来奔跑这条天路,
and you're guiding us together to run this heavenly course.
主啊, 这条路是我们从来没有走过的,
Lord, we have never run this course before.
我们凭着自己也不可能跑这条天路,
we cannot run this by ourselves.
主啊, 唯有你, 做我们的标杆,
only you is our mark.
唯有你做我们的力量,
you are our strength.
在我们里面是我们的生命,
and you are our life.
主啊, 借着你的引导和扶持,
Lord, by your leading and your support.
主啊, 你帮助我们成为像保罗一样, 向着标杆直跑的人,
help us to be like Paul, running toward the mark.
不仅我们个人这样,
not only individually.
也愿你的教会真是向着标杆直跑,
may your church be the church that is also running toward the mark.
好叫我们得着父神在你里面要赐给我们的奖赏,
so that we can gain the prize that is in Christ.
就是那荣耀的复活,
and that is the glorious resurrection.
我们把感谢赞美献给你,
we praise and thank you.
主啊, 当圣灵提醒我们,
Lord, when the Holy Spirit reminds us,
开我们的眼睛,
and opens up our eyes,
把十架的功课量给我们的时候,
and portion to us the lesson of the cross.
愿我们带着欢喜的心进入与你交通的甜美里面,
Lord, give us a joyful heart to enter into your fellowship.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
in your most precious name.
Amen. Amen.